Yeshua Perik Yuches opens Pasuk Aleph. Vayikalu kol adas b'nei Yisrael shilo. Vayishkenu sham es ohel moed. That now the Mishkan moves from Gilgal to the place of Shiloh. The Radak points out that the Aron was there in Shiloh for 389 years until the Plishtim captured it. In Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer Yeshua b'nei Yisrael, ad ana tem labo l'reshes es ha'aret. Yeshua now tells the remaining seven tribes who have not received land yet, he gives them rebuke. Why have you been so lackadaisical in getting your land? Yeshua then sends three people from each tribe to go and write a map and survey the land of their own territory of what the boundaries were going to be. In Pasuk Yud Aleph through Pasuk Chaf, Vayav Gora Mate B'nei Binyamin, the Navi lists all the boundaries for the inheritance of Binyamin. In Pasuk Chaf Aleph through Chaf Ches, which is the end of the Perek, it lists all 14 cities and their villages that all fall into the inheritance of Binyamin. I would like to point out that Radak explains that this event took place 14 years after entering Eretz Yisrael. The first 7 years they took for conquering. The next 7 years they divided up the land to the other Shvatim, and now the remaining seven Shvatim, were going to get their land. The Malbim explains that Hashem had commanded the lots to be drawn 7 years earlier, 7 years prior to this, when they had went to war. However, Yeshua was giving them rebuke for procrastinating for 7 years in inheriting the land. In Mitzudas David, on Pasuk Gimel, he explains the reason why the rest of the seven Shvatim were lax and didn't go forth in inheriting the land was because the Shvatim thought that once each person got their land, they were thinking that it would actually cause a period, a division amongst the Achdus and the Brotherhood of Klal Yisrael, because now Klal Yisrael, they were helping each other in battle, they were helping each other in war, and they thought that once we conquer our land and we're not going to be helping each other in war, we're no longer going to help each other in war, and since we're no longer going to help each other in war, there's going to be a period in Klal Yisrael, and we want there to be an Achdus. This was that Matsudas Dove's explanation of the reason why they were lax in taking their Nachla of Eretz Yisrael. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful day.